Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation is written in the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. We'll look at the 35th verse. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is our text. The crowd of people had a problem. They woke up that morning, they looked around, and they couldn't find Jesus. They didn't know where he went, they didn't know where he was. And that worried them, because just yesterday, when he was with them, and after they had followed him all day long, and hadn't brought any food or drink with them, there out in the wilderness, they were hungry. And Jesus had just miraculously fed 5,000 men plus women and children with five small loaves of bread and two small fish. They all ate all that they could. And they were satisfied. That's a comforting word, isn't it? To be satisfied. Well pleased, happy, content, because all of our worries and cares have been taken care of. Satisfied. Jesus had perfectly met their need. They were hungry, and they had brought nothing to satisfy that hunger. But Jesus met that need, and he met it abundantly. Each and every one of them ate to their fullest. They ate all they wanted, and they were satisfied. But now, it's the next day. And guess what? They're hungry. It's time to eat again. And there they are. They're still out there in the wilderness. And they still had brought no food with them. So they go looking for Jesus. That's a revealing insight into the minds of these people. They knew that Jesus was somebody important in the kingdom of God. They just weren't really sure who he was. Maybe he was that prophet who was to come just before the Messiah would arrive on the scene. But fresh in their minds was that miracle of yesterday. Jesus had miraculously filled them. He should be our king. He will keep us satisfied. He will keep our stomachs full. He will make sure that we are always healthy. We will be satisfied. Well, Jesus, of course, knew that the crowd was looking for him, and he knew what they wanted from him. So he says to them, "You're looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." That's why they were hunting for Jesus, because he had miraculously fed them all that they could eat. He had completely taken care of their physical needs. And they reasoned, if he did it once, I'll bet he can do it again. Miracles are signs. A sign is to point you to something beyond the sign. Jesus' miracles were to point the people to something beyond the miracle. By doing the miracle, Jesus wanted the people to see and to know and to believe who he really is. And the people in the wilderness, they completely missed the point of that sign. All they could focus on was the result of the miracle. As a result of that, they couldn't see who Jesus was, and they couldn't understand why he really came. It was time for a lesson. So Jesus begins to teach them about food that endures, food that gives eternal life. He tells them that he came so that they can have eternal life. Yes, he could go on giving them loaves of bread and food from the fish, but they're just going to get hungry again. And that's not the need that Jesus was interested in meeting that day. So essentially, Jesus is telling the people the same thing that he told Satan in the wilderness during the temptations. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In that case, the word that comes from God himself is Jesus. He is the Word made flesh. And he had come to give them life, eternal life, something infinitely more important than just their next meal. Well, when the people heard Jesus telling him this, they do the unthinkable. They look at him and say, well, if all that's true, give us another sign. Another sign that will show us who you are. Give us some additional proof that you are the one who can give us eternal life. They've just seen the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Their request shows that they had no idea what that meant. And so now they need another sign. And they have an idea. Show us the sign of manna in the wilderness. Food that we could eat every day that would satisfy us. But even if they could see another miracle, another sign, if all they're focusing on is that, how likely is it they will be to understand what the sign was pointing them to? Signs. Signs point us to the one who is doing the sign. We're not supposed to look just at the end result of the sign. If you look at just the end result of the sign, all you're ever going to desire is more signs. And it isn't going to matter how many signs you see, because you're always going to want another one. So when you see a sign, look to the one who is doing the sign. In our gospel, Jesus offers the people true bread from heaven. Their first thought is of manna, the manna that Moses gave their ancestors in the wilderness, manna that satisfied their hunger every day. And so they say to Jesus, okay, give us this kind of bread. Give us this bread always. Again, they just don't get it. So Jesus tells them in plain language what they should be really feeding on. He says to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He wants to redirect their focus. They have been focusing on the sign. They've been focusing on the food that they had received. But Jesus tells them, I want you to focus on me. I want you to believe in me. Because by your believing, you will really be satisfied. And you will have eternal life. That's what the sign was pointing to. The sign invites, draws you to Jesus, encourages you to believe on him, encourages you to know and trust him as your Lord and Savior, to believe in him, to trust in him. That's the goal. That's the purpose. And when that happens, then we will be satisfied. Really satisfied. Because in him we will be at peace. And we will have the fullness of life forever. And we will be content. That's what Jesus was trying to get that crowd to see and understand that day. And that's what Jesus is offering us today. True satisfaction. True spiritual satisfaction. He didn't come just to satisfy earthly needs and desires. We just don't want more from Jesus. We want more of Jesus. What Jesus wants to give us is himself. He is the bread of life. He is the gift that lasts forever. What do people hunger for today? So many starving for earthly things, riches, success, barns filled with things. But does that really satisfy? If that's your focus, then you are always going to just want more and bigger barns filled with more and more things. Instead, Jesus wants us to hunger and thirst for the things that are really important, the things that last forever. Feast on the word. They are words of life. The words that will bring you a peace that is beyond imagination. Words that give us hope. That sure and certain hope of eternal life. Words that promise us that gift of eternal life, that we will one day dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All that can only be found in Jesus. He is the only one who can bring us peace. He's the only one that offers us sure and certain hope. He is the only one that can give us a joy that cannot be dimmed. He is the only one that gives us life with meaning and purpose. He is the only one who can provide us with eternal life. Hunger for the bread of life, and you will be satisfied. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.